Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is episode 52, and in this episode I will be talking about ways that you can experience and enjoy Minecraft-related things outside of Minecraft. I also am going to be introducing a new segment. This is going to be a server update segment. And it's basically just going to be either like me giving... It's going to be a status update on the server, so I might talk about something I've recently been doing, maybe some shoutouts to players and like builds they've made, future things that I have planned, things like that. Just a status update on the server. So let's go ahead and move into that segment. So I have multiple things I want to talk about here. First, I want to just talk about how the server's been going since it launched, and it's been going really well. A lot of people have been making claims. Just to point out a few, you've got J-Dog, Yosh, Rogue Knight. I mean, these are shortened versions because these are long. Elated, Brady, Josil, Waffle Pig, Scouts Bro, Blockchain, Colin CJ, Super Peanut Guy, just lots of people, Sword, lots of people doing making claims, which is great. And I do want to point out one thing with claims. I've noticed a lot of people have been making claims right next to each other. You can put claims, you can expand a claim. So if you've already made a claim, you can expand it and put them into the same claim. So like Sword has two claims right next to each other that could be merged into one claim. And so, I would recommend doing that, like connect your claim block or connect your claims. And also, some people have been connecting their bases to the road. That is great. If you have connected your base to the road, so for example, Brady has connected his base to the road. So what I'm going to do is next time I get on the server this weekend, actually tomorrow, as of when this releases, I think I'm going to expand the path and touch it to the road. The reason that you guys can't do that is because the road claim, the admin claim for that, sticks out one block farther than the road itself, so that I can put like lamps there or something. So I will connect the paths manually as I see them, and then I want to encourage you, if you haven't, put a path connecting to the main road, and I will add that. And yeah, and then I'm working on adding more roads. Another thing I want to do is give the coordinates of a really nice cave that I think would be great for people to mine in. And the coordinates are 117, X117, Z minus 283. And that is a massive cave. It's over a hill. It's maybe like 300 blocks away from spawn, or 200. Or I think 300. It's not that far away, and you'll be able to get a lot of resources there. And also, I did a little bit of work on the server. I added two new plugins. One of them is a much better chat filter. Grief prevention is more meant for like adults who have a server, or like not meant for heavy, strict chat filtering. That's not what I want. I want strict. So I got one that's one of their advertising taglines is, it keeps your chat squeaky clean, which is exactly what I want. So rest assured that the chat will now be squeaky clean. Nobody was doing that yet, but if they do, they will. In fact, actually, the default was to replace characters with asterisks, but I made it do dir. So, yeah, D-U-R, because I felt like it. I'll probably change it one day, but for now, yes. And then I also added an anti-cheat plugin to stop people like Clouter from flying. I had initially disabled the anti-flying in Spigot, because I was getting kicked out, my brother was getting kicked out, and he's an admin. So what I've done now is admins won't get kicked out for flying, which is nice. And then it also does other anti-cheat things, and I was looking for one that specifically works with Bedrock players to stop Bedrock players from cheating. And then I think that's everything that's happened recently on the server. Lots of new people have been joining. If you join within the next about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you will get a little badge, or you'll get a little tag in the beginning of your name in chat. Eventually, that'll be above your player name as well. That says First, and this group is called The First, and it's a Minecraft Legends reference. But basically, anyone who joins within a month of it, of the server launching, will get that little rank. It gives you no actual benefits, it's just cosmetic. It's just to thank people who joined early on, and also I some of you won't get it immediately because I have to manually add it to players, though I'm slowly working on adding players to it. So if you didn't have it and that you will have it soon. I'm just going through every time I see a new player adding it. I actually went through today and added a bunch of them that I hadn't added. So as of right now, everyone who has joined has the first rank, but eventually that will expire. I think it's April 11th is when it expires. I'm not sure. Actually, let me check real quick. May 4th. I don't know why I said April 11th. That is completely inaccurate. No, May 4th, Star Wars Day. If you join from now till May 4th, May 4th will be the last day that you can get that badge and rank. You will get that badge. Otherwise, after that, you won't. Nobody else will be able to get that badge. So join soon, and you'll get that. And that is 2 weeks from now. So, I think that's everything I have for the server, so now let's move on to the main topic. So imagine this. You're playing Minecraft, you're having a good old time, and then your mom or dad comes in and says, "Hey, you've been on here long enough. Go do something outside." Well, that's unfortunate. You were having fun. That's okay. There are other ways you can experience Minecraft-ish things outside of Minecraft, indoors and outdoors. So the first one is Legos. I feel like that is a great way to do Minecraft-related things. I have several Minecraft Lego sets. I have like 20-something that I've gotten over the years, and they're really faithful to Minecraft. You can design things. You could try designing something that you know you've built, or vice versa, design something out of Legos and then try to build that in Minecraft later on when you are able to. They have a lot of really cool sets. They're constantly making new ones, and I mean, they're not that much more expensive than normal Lego sets. There's also the Minecraft board games that they have. They have one board game and then two card games. So they have Minecraft Builders and Biomes. I did a whole episode on Minecraft Builders and Biomes, talking about my review on the game. But that's a great game. I've played it. It's really fun. It's a longer game, but that means you'll be bored for a less amount of time. You can also there's a Minecraft card game with a question mark. And that is a Minecraft card game. It's if you're stingy about crafting recipes, you'll be very annoyed. But I mean, if you learn to deal with it, it's got very inaccurate recipes to balance out things. The whole point of that is to grab cards and do a bunch of things to get enough points to win the game. It's pretty fun. And then there's Minecraft Uno. I haven't played this, but it's Minecraft-themed Uno, and so it's basically Uno, but the cards are themed Minecraft and like creepers instead of draw fours or whatever. And so I've played Uno; it's fun, so I assume that would be fun. So that's another way to do Minecraft outside of Minecraft. They also have an expansion thing for Builders Biomes. There's also books. There's a lot of really good book series on Minecraft. There's the official ones, like the Minecraft Island series by Max Brooks. And that's really good. They just made the third one, which I haven't read yet, but I read the first two, and they were really good. There's also unofficial series like and there's nonfiction and fiction Minecraft books. So there's Minecraft like guides, and there's also just Minecraft like fiction books. Those are great. I've read several of them. There's official and unofficial ones like the Max Brooks series I mentioned, and also there's unofficial book series like the Diary of an 8-Bit Warrior series that I did a partial review on a specific book and also just review on the series in a previous episode. There's other ones. Some of them aren't as great. Some of them are great. It really depends on what you're into. There's plenty of Herobrine-themed books for all you Herobrine fans. And then there's other official ones. Like, there's a new, I think, a Deep Dark one they're making. They have Shipwreck One, The Crash, lots of them. And then they also they have like merchandise, so t-shirts, hats, hoodies. They've got toys. They've got like Hot Wheels. I actually got a Minecraft Hot Wheels set, and it was interesting. Actually, funny story. I initially was I we had ordered it, and it just said it wasn't gonna come, and they were like, "Do you want to cancel order?" Mom was like, "Nah." So it just stayed there, seeing if it would ever come, and it did. It came like half a year later. in summer. So I got to play with that, and it has these annoying tiny green wheat pieces. Yes, they're green. I don't like that, but that's okay. And they're so easy to lose, and I got it in summer. I was outside, so I opened it up outside with the tiny green pieces. I lost one of them. I found it shortly after, but yeah, be careful with those green things if you find that. I don't know. They don't sell it anymore, but I'm sure they have other Minecraft things. And they have other toys. I've never really been a huge fan of the other Minecraft toys. I mainly just like the Lego sets, but I mean, the Lego sets are really good. They have Minecraft Dungeon sets, Minecraft Legends set, just Minecraft sets. I especially recommend, they have another portal one, the Ruined Portal. That one's really good. The Nether sets, I really like the Nether sets, because here's the thing. They have two kinds of sets that they usually do. They have structures and, like, terrain and biomes. Those I love. Like, they did, like, the Ruined Portal one. That one's great. Or all the Nether sets. But then the ones that I don't like are, like, the Fox House. I've never been a fan of those, just because my goal is to be able to recreate different things in Minecraft, not have a bunch of orange pieces that I need to find space in my collection for. So I much prefer, like, the Nether sets. That's why I love the Nether sets so much, is because they don't have any, like, weird houses. It's always, like, actual Nether stuff. So I really recommend those. And the final thing that I have, and this probably won't appeal to a lot of you, but it might appeal to some of you. It used to appeal to me when I was around the age of the target audience of this podcast, and also just the audience that I picked up along the way. And that is playing. And if you don't know what I mean, basically, you go outside, and you pretend that you're playing Minecraft. Like, you spawn in a new world, and you go, and you punch a tree. Not actually, don't do it. That will make your fists very much in pain. But you can do that. And get, like, and pretend you get wood, and try to craft things, and actually try to make things. Like, we have a willow tree that has these great vines that are okay-ish for making, trying to make tools with sticks we find around, and so we used to do that, and if you're into that kind of thing, that's fun. I mean, I used to do it a lot. It was just fun. It usually got into an issue when we wanted to go mining for ores, but we made it work. And, like, there's a lot of ways you can do Minecraft outside of Minecraft, and hopefully this guide is a little bit helpful to you, but that's basically all I have. This is going to be a shorter episode. Yeah, that's basically, like, the ways to experience Minecraft outside of Minecraft. So, again, that's the board games, the card games they have, the books they have, Legos. I really recommend Legos. Other toys they have, the merchandise they have, and just pretending you're in Minecraft. So, that's all I have. If y'all have any ideas for ways to do Minecraft outside of Minecraft, let me know. Also, let me know more Let's Talk segments or ideas I should, like, do, because I have barely any other ideas. Y'all send some in, and I'll cover those in a moment, but those were really good. But if y'all have any other ideas for Let's Talk segments, please let me know. So, yeah, now let's move on to the questions. So, we have a lot of questions. First, I want to thank you guys for sending in so many questions. Keep sending them in. This is great. I love being able to have more things in my question segments, because if y'all have been listening for a while, y'all know that my older episodes, I had, like, no questions. So thank y'all so much for sending in so many questions. So let's start with episode 47, Survival Beginnings. And so Jack Hansen said, I have the trial game, Frowny Face, Xbox 360. And you also said that with the joining the server. And there's two things I want to say to that. One, you want a cheap way to get Minecraft, I think $7 for the Pocket Edition, and that would be, and assuming you're doing this on a tablet or a phone, that's relatively inexpensive, and for what it is, $7, I believe, is what it is, and you can get access to Minecraft Pocket Edition, and you'll be able to join the server on there, because even if you bought the full version on the Xbox 360, which I don't recommend you do, because it's old, it's not actually up to date. They discontinued the Xbox 360 version. You have to have an Xbox One or newer to do Minecraft Bedrock Edition, which is what you need to join the server, either that or Java. So what this means is that you're not going to be able to join the server even if you buy the Xbox 360 edition. So don't buy the Xbox 360 edition. It's incomplete. If you're ever going to buy Minecraft, buy it on the phone or Xbox One, assuming you don't have one, though, the phone would be the best one to do. But Bedrock Edition is on the phone, and provided you have enough new enough phone, you should be able to do that. And so if you want a cheap way to get Minecraft, that's what I recommend. $7, and you can get the Pocket Edition. I'm going to post that. And then on New News Episode 10, Wolves and Maces, Jack Hansen said, "The mace sounds hard to use. Smile." So, the mace, I agree that it sounds hard to use, and that's good. A lot of people have been saying it's overpowered. I don't think it is, because one, you have to go through ominous events to get it, and two, though, after it's one of those easy to learn, hard, difficult to master things. So, I agree that it's hard to use, but that's how it should be, so that it balances out combat more. And then on episode, New News episode 11, a map snapshot, I said, since this is the 10th episode of season 3, what do you think of it so far? I know I've been really enjoying it. And Jack Hansen said, "I like newbie news. That sounds like something from the Fox and Socks Dr. Seuss book. I don't know if any of y'all have read that, but it's like a tongue twister. Me and my brother would always get my dad to read that, and like, because it's a very difficult tongue twister, and it was funny trying to get him to read it. And then on, I have a lot here, episode 50, Behind the Scenes, I said, "When did you start listening to the podcast? Leave that and anything else here." So, the Rogue Knight 25 said, "I started listening about 3 months ago, and I've absolutely fallen in love. Best Minecraft podcast by far." So, thanks. And then Super Yosh 23 said, "I started listening right before your voice changed." So, that would be around July, June, May 2023, and that about checks out for when you started doing Spotify Q&A responses. And then Nyana 33 said, "Hey, it is Super Yosh 23's sister, Nyana 33. I love your podcast, so thanks." And then Jack Hansen said, "No-eyed deer." I have no context at all. What is no-eyed deer? No-eyed deer. Did I ask a question? No idea. Like, no idea. I see. Ha ha ha. So I'm gonna publish all four of those. Publish. Those should all be published now. There we go. And then in episode 51, I said, "If you could tame any mob in Minecraft that can't already be tamed, what would it be? How would you tame it?" Leave that and anything else here. So I'm gonna start with Super Yosh 23. I had put a poll asking how long do you think the Let's Play segment should be, and Super Yosh 23 said, "Hey, just so you know, I love your podcast, but I don't really like Let's Plays. I just feel they don't work without a video podcast, so I usually skip to the Q&A. So I usually skip to the Q&A segment." And you know what? That's totally fine. You do you. I agree. I think video Let's Plays don't work super well with video without video podcasts, but clearly people have liked it, so for those who don't, that's okay. You can skip that segment. That's totally fine. And so I'm going to publish that. And then Jack Hansen said, "Fox, you tame it by giving it a feather, and you can put unlimited items in it, and it attacks bad mobs and mobs you attack. It also follows you around." So here's the thing with this. This seems good in theory, but the issue with this is, first of all, unlimited items in it is something that will follow you around. That is never going to happen, simply because that is completely overpowered. It would put shulker boxes obsolete and just a feather with a fox. So that wouldn't work super well. How are the attacking mobs? Like, I think that would be great. Now, what I would think would be cool is if you could tame a fox, maybe by giving it a feather or sweet berries, and it would give, and you could put items in it. So you could put items in it. You could put, like, one item in it. So you could have one item, and it would run around with that. And it would follow you around, giving you one extra inventory slot, just as a little benefit, and then also it would attack mobs. And maybe it would have some advantage, but then disadvantage to balance it out with the wolf. But one of the little tiny benefits would be you could give it items. And maybe it would even better. It grabs mob drops that it gets after killing a mob and gives them to you. That would be neat. Like, grabs it and throws it at you like the Allays do. So that's how I'd bounce that idea, but I do think it would be nice to tame the fox. And then Sora2572737 said, a creeper and to tame it, give it TNT. So here's my thoughts on this idea. One, I do think it would be nice to tame a creeper, and at first I was thinking this is overpowered. And then I realized what they could do is make them one time. So you give it TNT, and maybe it would only have a certain chance to actually be tamed, like other mobs, and You would have to get up close to it and do it, and it's one use. So you can send it off and kill whatever you want with it, but once it explodes, you have to go tame a new creeper. So I think that would be neat. I think having it one use would balance it out. And then Brendan Roberts, I asked a question in the Let's Play segment. I sometimes hide a secret question in the Let's Play segment, and I asked what you guys' favorite artist is, but also I asked what you guys think my favorite artist is. And I gave a few hints, and Brendan Roberts guessed it correctly. He said, for the secret question, is it NF? And that is correct. NF is my favorite artist. Highly recommend it. Great artist. Hope is the best album. That in Perception. And then he said, as for the tameable mob, I'd want to tame a slime. They're cute to have around at their small size, and I wish we could make them our actual friends. I agree with that. I think it would be neat to be able to tame just the small slimes, and maybe, like, every now and then it would drop a slime ball to have, like, passive slime balls. Or some benefit of it, because it is nice. It would be nice to be able to tame a baby slime, since they don't do any damage. They're kind of useless. They just push you. Which, if you're on a ledge, that would be dangerous. But aside from that, they're not dangerous. So I agree with that. And then Dominic said, hello, what anti-cheat do you use on your server? I have a server and would like to know what anti-cheat you think is good. So here's my response to that. Until today, I was not using any anti-cheat. But then I got Themis. Themis, Themis or something. I use that because it supports Bedrock players, and because I use Geyser, I needed it to support Geyser, and it works with Geyser, and it seems like it'd be good. So we'll see if it works out, but that's what I would recommend for now. Don't take it investigate yourself, because I don't know, like. I haven't used it for that long. I've just been using it for like a day as of the time that I was recording, and a few days as of when this will publish. I recommend that. And then finally, for New News 13, I said, should I do an episode on the Poisonous Potato update? Have any ideas for Let's Talk episodes? Leave that and anything else here. So, Brandon Roberts said, definitely an episode on the Poisonous Potato update. Maybe talk about it. Maybe play through it in creative beforehand and then talk about it. Let's Talk. Another idea, your thoughts on Legends. So, I've decided I'm going to do an episode on the Poisonous Potato update. I'm not going to do it in creative beforehand and then do a Let's Talk episode about it, just because it would be a very short Let's Talk episode. I would much rather do it in creative on the show, and I don't think I'm going to talk about it on Let's Talk. However, my thoughts on Legends, I keep meaning to do a Legends review episode, but I think that's a good idea. So what I think I'm going to do is a Legends review Let's Talk, and then the following episode will be me playing Minecraft Legends. So we'll see how that goes. And then that's everything. So, now let's move on to the outro. So, if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. It helps me organize it better. Send me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/wrestlingweekly/message. That's soon going to be deprecated, so if you want to send me a voicemail, send those in soon, by June. Emailing me at wrestlingweeklypodcast@gmail.com, or review them on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Leave a 5-star review, and I'll give you a shout-out. And it has to be a review, not a rating, for me to see your username. And you can help out the show by reviewing me on Apple Podcasts. That helps out a ton. You can also share this podcast with friends and family. That also helps out a lot. You can check out my blog at podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. I occasionally, when I actually feel like it and actually do it, put the descriptions, links for episodes in there. You can join my server that just recently launched at wrestlingweekly.ddns.net. That is the address. Put that in the server field address thing. Leave the port unspecified. And you can join on Bedrock and Java anytime you want. It's open 24/7. If you catch me on the weekends, I'll hang out with you. And you can check out my Flickr at flickr.com/redstoneweekly. That's just where I put a few photos from my Survivor World, so you can see what I'm actually doing. So I will see you in the next episode, which will be a new news episode. I really need something to say at the end. I'll catch you next time. Later. Goodbye. Oh, goodbye just seems cheesy. Catch you next time. Maybe I'll do that. I'll catch you next time. I don't know. That also sounds a little weird. If y'all have any ideas for what I should say at the end of an episode, let me know. I guess just to stop. The intro is probably already, the outro is just going and going, and I'm just sitting here talking. I really should stop talking. This is going to be an interesting editing experience, actually. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Goodbye. I'll see you in the next episode. I'll catch you next time. Yeah, that doesn't work.